Good afternoon. This is the latest RTL Today news and sport for Thursday, the 23rd of October. I'm John Baker. The trial for the murder of a Luxembourg resident in Portugal continues today as the main defendant is scheduled to take the stand. The court heard yesterday that the murder had been planned weeks in advance by the accused, her mother and her mother's partner, while sitting around a kitchen table. An insecticide had been chosen during that conversation as the preferred method to be used. The Democratic Party launched its public meeting series in Etelbruck yesterday, with Xavier Bettel and Eric Till addressing residents on topics ranging from the N7 expansion and housing issues to defence spending, which Bettel emphasised must increase in response to evolving challenges. New medical research shows that physical activity can significantly improve outcomes for cancer patients, and Victoria Caro's journey highlights its transformative power. In April 2024, Victoria Caro was diagnosed with breast cancer. Alongside chemotherapy, the emergency doctor at Kirchberg Hospital reviewed medical research to explore ways patients could improve their outcomes and found strong evidence supporting the role of exercise. The statistics were striking. In world news, US diplomat Mark Rubio warned that Israel's move towards annexing the occupied West Bank risked undermining a fragile US-brokered truce in Gaza, as he headed there to discuss the decision taken by lawmakers yesterday to advance two bills that would do just that. The move comes just days after President Donald Trump helped secure a ceasefire deal aimed at ending Israel's two-year offensive in Gaza, launched after Hamas's October 23 attacks. And finally, the UK's King Charles will make history today as the first head of the Church of England to pray publicly with a pope in five centuries. The monarch and Queen Camilla are in Rome for a state visit, meeting Pope Leo at the Vatican. An ecumenical service in the Sistine Chapel will focus on environmental conservation, ending a divide dating back to Henry VIII's break with Rome in 1534. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Sports now, and we start with Champions League results from last night. Liverpool thrashed Eintracht Frankfurt 5-1. Chelsea also won 5-1 against Ajax. Bayern Munich cruised past Club Brugge 4-0, and Real Madrid edged Juventus 1-0, while Tottenham were held to a 0-0 draw with Monaco. Rugby now, and Australia has made 13 changes and named Nick Champion de Crespigny captain as they begin a five-test tour on Saturday in Tokyo against Eddie Jones's Japan, with the former Wallabies coach plotting a shock. Joe Schmidt's men will afterwards head to Europe to take on England, Italy, Ireland and France on successive weekends. And finally, in cricket, England have beaten New Zealand in their T20 series after their third and final match was almost completely rained off and abandoned, leaving England with a 1-0 victory in the series. There is currently a yellow warning for wind in place in the Duchy, lasting until midnight, with gusts of up to 85 kilometres an hour forecast during the day and the possibility of stronger winds later in the afternoon and evening. It will be cloudy in general, but with bursts of rain and moments of sunshine, and you can look forward to a top temperature of 12 degrees, cooling later in the afternoon and evening.